Blog Talk Radio.
Pigeon-pie Chevy, tank full of gas, head full of woman making time real fast. Two young love got nothing to lose on a rip shack alley, smoke house blues. Two young lovers just 17, having a ball, you know what I mean.
My honey going
mud out. The old Alamos. Now it's J.D. McPherson and Scandalous.
One night. I don't even think I was at home at the time. It's a song about the Grand Ole Opry and its sponsor, the Nashville Life and Casualty Insurance Company. Now, that night I was so high I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. And I kind of twisted the title of the song to Nashville Casualty in Life. And now this one goes out tonight to my old friend Tom Pacheco. In faded gabardine, he used to stand down by the Union Station with that old hat in his hand. A banjo-picking devil, a singing ragtime saint. The young folks called him beautiful and the old folks called him quaint. And the station master pointed to the sign, busted him for loitering when he was making memories rhyme. Out in the falling snow he'd sing his song to a world too cold to listen and too white to sing along. Just a Nashville casualty in life, done left him without a dime. Ever since the good Lord took his wife, he'd find him strumming on the corner all the time. And most of Music City ever saw the world within the song of a Nashville casualty in life. Goes on. In the attic sits a dusty hat and cane, and the kids, they found a banjo there, all rusted from the rain. I strummed a little rusty ragtime beat, and I sang for every soul on the street. I could almost see him standing in the rain. His black and blinded face reflecting all the pain of all the time and people passing by, and all the ringing memories that can make a banjo cry. Just a Nashville casualty in life. It's a riff that's hell to play. He sings for you living on the streets, and Lord, you sleeps in the back of some cafe. And most of Music City never see the world within the song of a Nashville casualty. Life goes on. Folks, here's my favorite Irish toast. May the best of the past be the worst of the future.
Hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la.
And my favorite Texas toast. Here's to honor. Get honor and stay honor. Folks, I'm 67 years old, though I, thank you very much, though I read at the 69-year-old level. Got my last will and testament worked out, and when I die, I'm to be cremated, and the ashes are to be thrown in Rick Perry's hair. You know, before I got into politics, Willie Nelson gave me some very good advice that has served me well, not only in politics, but in life. And Willie said, if you're going to have sex with an animal, always make it a horse. Because that way, if things don't work out, at least you know you've got a ride home. Now, as we get older, We begin to lose our hearing. I'm losing mine, and I really don't mind it too much because I don't want to hear all the bullshit of the world anyway. Politics, you know my definition of politics. Poly means more than one, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites. So we don't need to hear that. I also have only two areas of interest. The only things I care about are Libya and Charlie Sheen.
Nashville casualty live. Kinky Friedman, here he is with biscuits and buns.
You know, folks, back in 1973, the Texas Jew Boys played the University of Buffalo. And during that concert, I performed this song, and it's a little anti, a little feminist ditty sort of thing. And it created quite a stir, and there was a group of cranked-up lesbians who attacked the stage, and they started wrecking the equipment and fighting with the Jew Boys. And they were winning. So the campus cops were called, and the police had to give us an escort, give the band an escort off the campus. Later that year, I received the Male Chauvinist Pig of the Year Award from the National Organization for Women, an award I'm still very proud of. Yes. You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen. Hear that? Occupy? I was way ahead of my time. I'm not kidding. Liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Early every morning you're out on the streets, passing out the pamphlets to everyone you meet. You gave up your maiden form for Lent. Now the front of your dress has an air scoop vent. Every single great man who's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple, you hoss. And Delilah defoliated Samson's moss. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I to my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and burning up the bras. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean. And your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, I'm gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I to my baby said. Woman's liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Thank you. You know, folks, I was in Australia last year with Van Dyke Parks. Anybody know Van Dyke? Who he is? Yeah? He's the guy who orchestrated the cello and the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations. So we played a place called Katoomba, which is north of Sydney in the Blue Mountains. Very eccentric town. Afterwards, the guy comes up to me with a big Santa Claus beard, big white beard. He says, hey, Kinky, my name is Huey. I said, well, hey, Huey, how you doing? He said, no, not Huey. Huey. U-W-E. I'm German. And I said, well, you know, Huey, the Germans are my second favorite people. And my first is everybody else. Lord. At any rate, we've played Germany a number of times. I'll tell you this, they do have a sense of humor. The young people are the only ones that are in the audience in Germany. All over Europe, you have a mixed crowd, except Germany. The old folks in Germany still tie their shoes with little Nazis, I believe. I think that's the problem. But we had a very funny road manager, a German road manager there, and we were in Hamburg at the last show in Germany, and we were headed to Paris. And I asked him, how far is it from Hamburg to Paris? And he said, oh, it's probably about a five-day march.
That was Kinky Breedman. Get your buns in the oven and your... No, get your biscuits in the oven, get your buns in the bed. Sorry about that. Here's Chris Christopherson and Mama Stewart.
It was kind of hard believing Mama Stewart couldn't see me then, or even that her age was 94. 'Cause the years that took her sight away had given her the right to say what she believed. She did praise the Lord. And the things she said reminded me of things I'd grown too blind to see, and feelings that I'd hidden deep inside. When she said goodbye and kissed me, I was thankful she couldn't see the sudden tears I couldn't hide. And everything is beautiful in Mama Stewart's eyes. Another shining reason to believe. Everything is new and full of wonder and surprise inside the world that Mama Stewart sees. But she rode the covered wagons west when she was only 7. But she came to California on a plane. Said at 94 she thought for sure she'd got too close to heaven, and like as not was going all the way. But the miracle of medicine and good old time religion removed the veil of darkness from her eyes. Praise the Lord and thank the doctor. Didn't even seem at all surprised. Everything is beautiful in Mama Stewart's eyes. Another shining reason to believe. Everything is new and full of wonder and surprise inside the world that Mama Stewart sees. Lord, let me see what Mama Stewart sees.
It's Nicole Taylor, Reality TV.
Hey.
Nicole Taylor. Here's our last song today. It's Wanda Jackson, music legend, with Emma, Even a Memory.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a man?
A day passed by when memories don't make me cry. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory?
Memory. Wanda Jackson. Want to read you a poem I wrote this last night. Hotel, motel, or a dark ditch. Poor man, bore man, or just too rich. Up, around, and down, deep inside, lives a pride, a scratch, an itch. Why must I ever even decide truth from lies? Truth from lies, earth from skies, sunny days and gloom, no place for any whom. Yeah, it was long ago, but it's not too late to jump out of your soul and change your face. It's a man and a woman thing, knowing at that time which song to softly sing. I'm trying, but I said almost to death, yeah, it's too late. Truth from lies, earth from skies, sunny days of gloom. No place in space for any whom. Yeah, it was long ago, but it's not too late to jump out of your soul and change your face. Hope you enjoyed the show today.